Scripture lessons this morning are from the Gospel of John and from the letter of 1 John. I'll begin reading from the Gospel. We're back to the beginning chapters, and in this chapter we hear about the baptism of Jesus. Would you join with me in prayer? Send, O Lord, your Spirit upon us all, and silence in us any voice but your own, that in hearing your word, we may become your glad and faithful people. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask. Amen. Hear the word of God. The next day, he, who was John the Baptist, saw Jesus coming toward him and declared, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel." And then John testified, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God." And from the letter of 1 John, we read this passage which speaks to us of God's love. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of the Spirit. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Now, before I begin, there are three things you need to know about the sermon today. Today is Trinity Sunday, the Sunday in the church year when we study and read about the Holy Spirit, try to understand the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit as we proclaim our belief in the one God. And often the Holy Spirit is very difficult to explain and to understand. I think AJ did a good job of it this morning explaining that to us. Two, you probably know that I write children's books. Been publishing for about 15 years now, and when I first started writing children's books, I was writing a lot of rhyming verse. That's my favorite form of writing. And so I have been inspired by the great poets of Dr. Seuss and Edgar Allan Poe. There were many times over the years where I preached sermons in rhyme, and I haven't done that in a while. Some of you have not seen that particular side of me, but that is about to change. Okay, so this is a rerun sermon, I admit it. But when a church family welcomes a baby by the name of Annabelle Lee, how can you not turn to Edgar Allan Poe and be inspired once again by his words? Join with me in prayer. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Once upon a Friday evening, pondering my own believing of the faith I'd preached and practiced for these 30 years and more, while I wished I could be napping, for my energy was sapping, suddenly I heard a yapping at my bedroom door. 'Tis some canine apparition yapping at my bedroom door. Just the dog, nothing more. Sighing, I turned back to writing, seeking words and thoughts exciting so that I could keep my people wide awake and wanting more. I have seen them gently snoring through a sermon they found boring, as if I could be ignoring sleepy eyes and yawns galore, leaving me chagrined and shaken to my very core, greeting people at the door. As I thought what I'd be preaching, to the Lord I was beseeching, give me some exciting insight that they've never heard before. Help me find a grand quotation to share with my congregation. Chronicles, perhaps Galatians, Lamentations, chapter 4. Please don't let me be a bore. As the night was quickly waning and my weary brain was straining, all I had to show were stacks of crumpled papers on the floor. As my thoughts resisted hatching, once again I heard a scratching. 'Tis that pesky dog, I muttered, scratching at the bedroom door. Just a beagle, nothing more. As the scratching kept repeating, all my patience was depleting. Go away, I said, your pesky nagging has become a chore. I was tired for lack of sleeping as I sat there faintly weeping. But that soft, persistent scratching at the bedroom door forced me up from chair and desk and made me open up the door. Darkness there and nothing more. Down the darkened hallway peering, cast my gaze and strained my hearing, feeling foolish then and wondering what I even bothered for. Dog was gone and all the others were asleep beneath their covers, while I still could not discover what it was God had in store. Please, I prayed, one revelation. Do not give me three or four, merely one and nothing more. Back unto my desk I headed, so distraught I truly dreaded even trying to write something wise or witty, either or. Soon I heard a gentle peck upon the window by the deck. Again I stood upright and straightened, quite determined to explore what might be this new distraction causing me to go explore. Dog or wind or something more? Opening the window, then a bird flew in, but not a wren, nor any of the birds that often wait upon our lakeside shore. This was neither duck nor seagull, more like an albino eagle. White as snow and very regal, round the room the bird did soar, came to rest upon the wooden ledge above the closet door, stared and sat and nothing more. After staring for a while, suddenly I had to smile, for I recognized this bird that often is a sign of love. I have read the Bible story where the Lord in all his glory sent the Spirit down from heaven, thus appearing as a dove. Could this be the Holy Spirit coming to me like a dove, sent to me from God above? Then the dove looked at my clutter, shook his feathers with a flutter, looked at me as if those beady eyes could see me to the core, clutched my nightie to my throat and wishing I had on my coat, so slowly I stepped back and pressed myself against the dresser drawer, gazing down on crumpled papers lying there upon the floor, stacks of wasted notes galore. There was nothing I could do. I could not tell this bird to shoo. And so I waited, fearful, in a way I'd never been before. As I stood there feeling weak, the dove, it opened up its beak and quietly began to speak in words that seemed to float and soar, till the meaning of the words sang deep into my very pore. Oh, to leave through open door. "You," it said, "and other preachers, claiming to be holy teachers, have perhaps unwittingly made church and sermons such a bore. 'Tis a pity," said the bird, "what's happened to God's holy word, which often now is read and heard as if it were some ghastly chore. Is it just a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore?" Quoth the spirit, "Nevermore." Spirit paused and shook its head and took a breath and softly said, "You think that you must preach with all those fancy words you hold in store. I have come tonight to tell you need not sit alone and dwell on how it is that you must sell the word of God whom you adore. Tell the folks that God is love, just as it was true in days of yore. That is all and nothing more." How I felt my feathers ruffle, and although I tried to muffle all the words I held inside as from a faucet they did pour, so those years in seminary really were not necessary. Oh, I find that truly scary. What was all my study for? Then the spirit dove broke in, so stopping me before I swore, quoth the spirit, "Say no more." And the dove lit on my finger, said to me, "You need not linger on the classes and the lectures you were given years before. All you really need to say is love each other every day, for God sent Christ to show the way that we could live for now and more. God is love, and so we love our kin and neighbor, rich or poor. Love them all forevermore." Realized I, it all made sense. Oh, how could I have been so dense? I wondered if my wordiness had only added to the score of the many people who, in seeking what is right and true, had needed but this simple clue to find what they were searching for. God is love, and we can love, for so God loved us each before. All we need, and nothing more. Bowing low, the dove took flight and then flew off into the night and left me standing there alone, renewed, refreshed with faith galore. For the Holy Spirit dove was right in saying God is love and sent us Jesus from above. May we give praise forevermore till the day we meet our Savior there on heaven's distant shore, where we'll live forevermore. Pray with me. Lord, could it be so simple as that? That you are love, and when we love, we abide and live in you, and you live in us. May we live in that love, and even though it seems so simple in words, is often much more difficult to do. But give us, O Lord, your love, that we may try, that we may live in you, and share the good news of your love in Jesus Christ. And let all God's people say, Amen.